I'm with Elvia Chelatillo. Let me say that again. I'm with Elvia Chelatillo,
Cholotillo,
manager of Eco Hotel Mayachik in San Juan La Laguna, Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. And let me just ask you a few things about yourself, Elvia. Are you from San Juan yourself?
Yes, I was born here from San Juan, and all my life is here. Is here, and I study here in San Juan, but my secondary, I think, was on Santa Lucía, Utatlán. It's like an internado. It's a public school, and I study for teacher for small for kids. I didn't work for my profession. I was selling like tamales and chuchitos with my mother from 8 years old until I think 18 years old. So, and for this reason, like I love to service people, like to sell, to sell and to meet new people. And I was working on a shop, a little shop in the village when I finished to
Graduate.
graduate, and it was like for 2 years to work in the small shop. So for how do you say, customer service. And then I started to work here at Mayachik in 2015. And I love this place because I meet new people, and I love my work because I'm learning more things, like for how to manage the place. And Evelyn gives me the opportunity to work at as a manager. I started in the kitchen, so as a cooker.
So you worked your way up. And so if you could describe Eco Hotel Mayachik to people who aren't aware of it, how would you describe this place to people?
I describe like Mayachik is it's a paradise because it's like a place with it's like a magic place because here we share with the clients. We like to introduce the people to our culture, like
And what is your culture?
our we speak Tzotzil, so we love to teach Tzotzil to the other people, the people from other countries, or also here in Guatemala, because the people like in the city, they speak Spanish, and they don't speak any other language. And we love to teach them to speak to teach some words like maltiosh, gracias, like utsepehtik, welcome. And we love to do that, to talk to the people our language, to talk about our how do you say, dress, Yeah, how we peel, yeah, how to make it, and I think the important is not the important, the how do you say it? That our dress we make from scratch, or how do you say, how como to make the weaving?
Yes, I actually went to one of your neighbors. It was Lisbeth Hernandez, making it from just pulling the threads,
the
and making it, and it was dyed all these beautiful colors, all natural. And she had pictures of the actual food, that it was like an orange one that was from a carrot, and then you had, and just how natural it is, and the work. Oh, the work! 3 hours I made this little thing, because it's just so intensive, and so. Could you tell us more about the Maya influence here? I noticed that sometimes there is it's not pure Spanish food. It's more like it has a mixture of the indigenous Guatemala, the Maya things. Could you say how some of the Maya culture is in this place?
Yes. For example, in our menu, we have like some foods that are Mayan. Usually, the Mayan people we eat like tortillas made with corn, and the men here are producing the corn, so, and we eat like tomato, and usually the people here have like chicken in their home.
Yes, even next door I see chickens.
Yeah, and usually they have like organic eggs. Fresh, and we have some foods like that we eat in home, like eggs in tomato sauce, and also the pepian, the mushroom pepian.
Yeah,
is a typical food from Guatemala, but we add that in our menu because we think about that we are vegetarian, but we can make food with any other ingredients, like chicken, but we want to have like some meals, Guatemalan meals. So we add the vegetarian and the mushroom pepian, is the vegetarian option. And we also make from my home tamales, and also it's typical food from here.
That's
in Guatemala.
That's why it tastes so good.
Yeah, we have tamales and paches, so it's typical food, and we usually make it on Christmas in all the houses that we make tamales in Christmas.
And also, this is very, well, it's in the name, eco. It's very environmentally conscious here. Maybe you could talk about some of the things that make this place different from other places as far as the environment is concerned.
Here I have some things like we make we want to tell to the people that to take care of the environment is so important for us and for the world. So that's the reason that we recollect the raining water, and we use that on the showers, on the toilets, We have a different toilet, you know, a compost toilet.
Compost toilet.
Yeah, we have compost toilet, and that's the thing about like, just I want to read you some like our vision is to be the go-to destination for eco-friendly and sustainable hospitality, where our guests enjoy exceptional service, feel welcome, and are inspired to adopt a conscious lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the reasons I chose this place. I live in a place that is very, very vegetarian, very eco environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to stay in a certain place, a certain way when I travel. And this was the best one that I could find in all of Guatemala.
Thank you.
And plus it was on this beautiful lake with the beautiful Maya people. And I thought, this is perfect. I'll just come here. Mm-hmm. And now, as you know, I live here.
Yes.
When I'm here, I live here. This is my home, my home away from home. And so I just want to thank you and all of your staff and Evelyn just for being here and creating such a magical place. Perhaps you could talk a little bit about your staff and some of their duties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And I want to add something.
Go ahead.
For to be eco.
Eco.
And also we help association. The name is Mujeres Recicladoras.
Talk about them. Talk.
They usually come here to take the recycling things that we have, like bottles and other
things. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and they usually come for that, and they sell it to the big business like Coca-Cola and others to pick the recycled things, and they usually sell and to have incomes for their families.
That's amazing. Is that, I noticed there's a lot of things that could be recycled more here.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be probably perhaps interviewing them too, because I really believe in what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, that we have, and we also give our inorganic, is that?
Pardon?
Inorganic trash.
Uh-huh.
We give our inorganic trash, like plastic that we don't need, to the municipality recollect.
Mm-hmm.
So they usually have a special place how to recollect this trash.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have like the compost toilet, and also the organic trash, like organic trash from the kitchen.
Right.
And we use this organic trash for vegetables. Yeah, but the organic trash from the kitchen, like, how do you say, cáscara de frutas.
Uh-huh, sí,
cáscara de frutas, yeah, de verduras.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, and, we use, fruit peel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything that will compost down and become fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. And the compost from the toilets, we use it for the big plants, like three avocados.
Avocado.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, three avocados, and others. Yeah, and coffees. Yeah, we separate those compost.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's the thing that we do.
So you're the manager. So could you talk about your staff and some of their duties here?
Yeah, sure. Our staff is local people, and more, yeah, I think like one is coming from San Pedro La Laguna, and we want to have the idea that not working with only people from San Juan, and also the other village like San Pablo, San Pedro, we want to do that because we want to tell to our volunteers and guests that each village has a culture, has a we speak Tzotzil, but some words are different. And and usually they are our staff, they are like conscientes.
Yes, they're conscientious. Yeah.
Yeah. To make this place like more ecologic. Yeah. They help us to give us ideas how to recollecting the rainwater, and how to organize the recycling place, and more ideas how to make better our vision.
So how many staff do you have, and what do they do?
We are nine people. Milton and Nathan are the receptionists, so they give you a warm welcome.
Yes, they do. Every time.
Yeah. Brittany and Brita are the cookers. Yeah. And they usually make the culinary creation.
And yeah. Brittany just celebrated 5 years
yes,
here.
Yes, 5 years here. She is really happy. But she told me that she has another plans. So maybe she finished this year.
She's very smart.
Yeah.
She can do anything.
Yes. And Miguel is the master of smooth operations. He is maintaining the place, like to make reparations and Francisco Chico, you know, he is the gardener. So he is cleaning the garden. He is planting. And elder and minor is minor now. They are. Housekeeping. And
they do a fine job.
Thank you. Yeah, they are cleaning the rooms. Washing the clothes for they need in the rooms. Yeah, we are nine in total. And we usually work with volunteers. They help us in the reception, or we usually organize some classes for our staff and also for the people in the village. When we work with the volunteers, we organize English classes and other abilities of the volunteers.
And you have three dogs, three lovely dogs, Nivi, Kobo, and Luna.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful touch because I love dogs.
Thank you.
It's a very nice a nice way to have like animals around it. It makes it very, very homey, very, very nice for people. And it's getting a little windy. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about, I'll be interviewing her when she gets back. That'll be my last interview before I go home. Is how did you come to meet Evelyn and the vision behind this?
Sorry, can you repeat, please?
Evelyn, the owner, how did you meet?
I meet her, I think, because I started to work here when in the kitchen, so I'm a cooker, and she arrives like 4 or 5 months later that when I'm started to work. So I met she here, like 3 months.
How old is this place? How long has this place been here?
It's like 9 years.
9 years?
Yes.
Was she the original owner or did she buy it and change it?
No, she is the original owner. Yeah.
What a vision. What an amazing vision. Yeah. I can't wait to interview her.
Yeah. Yeah, she would have some think about her in our webpage. Evelyn, the visionary behind Maya Chic, turned her lifelong dream into really by creation this unique project. When she is not busy at Maya Chic, Evelyn divides her time between coaching and exploring the world. Always seeking new inspiration to
to enhance your experience, to make your experience better. I'll certainly be studying a bit about her, because that is a very important interview, because I wish every place was like this. You know, I wish everybody had that vision. Let's talk about some of the community things. You touched on some of the community things that you do here. You have tours and things that they, could you just run down some of the things that you offer here? And then maybe we could talk a little bit about specific other things.
In this part, we like to help people, and in the past we offer and we want to how do you say we want to do again to offer tours to the remote village in San Juan, because in the remote village the life is too bad, because they don't have enough of water. In some place they don't have electricity. And we offer tours like going to the village and help the families with food and give them filter water and also money. So we organize that tour with the local guides from here, from San Juan. And the other thing is we work with local guides. They offer the, they have the list for the tours that they offer. And the 10% of the prices is for Maya Chic
To help improve people's lives.
And also to print like the book how for the option for tours. So and then all the money is for them.
I understand.
Yeah, and the other thing that we do is helping. Do you know Centro Maya?
Centro Maya?
Yeah. Do you know them? No.
No.
It's like Centro. Es un centro que ayuda a personas con discapacidad. It's a center that helps people with disabilities.
Oh.
Centro Maya, here in San Juan.
Oh.
And we usually help them with donations or when they have activities. We usually provide like some money or maybe our place to make the activity, or like this December 3,
December 3, I'll be here.
they have a group for like 24 people, and they are looking for places to where the people sleep. So we will provide some bungalows for them, the for
I'll be
helping.
here.
Yes, they we want to help them because I think in this date is like the how do you say Mundial
Day.
the Discapacidad, do you know? World Disability Day. Yeah, they are celebrating that day.
December 3rd. Excellent. I'll be here. That's
Yeah,
great.
and they will have activities, and yeah, we usually help them, like.
That's excellent.
And
You know, that's what I did most of my life as a social worker, people with disabilities. And I'm autistic. I'm on the autism. I'm autistic. And so I understand differentness, and that's why I became a social worker. And also I've always tried to help people that are different. And so I would love to do anything that day. I am your servant. Anything at all that day, I will
okay.
help.
Yeah, that's the that we do to help.
That's great. And now there's a tour. I think maybe you touched on it. You go into the mountains, and there's a town with lots of children. It had lots of children in it, and they were very poor. And you can volunteer there. And there was that thing I think I was reading. And what's the name of that town?
Pasakim.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Pasakim.
Yeah. So, how often does that happen?
Usually I think in 2019 we went like I think five times during a week for to help them.
Wow.
But on 2020 there
Then a
is the pandemic,
pandemic, yeah.
and we finished that. So we want to start again, and yeah, but we usually have in our options to make the volunteer, so this option to go to the village and yeah, help the people with like teaching English or organizing tours, organizing how do you say? Fundraising,
Fundraising, absolutely.
yeah,
I can
organizing
help with
that.
that. I can help with that.
Thank you.
See, my vision for this website is really it's the opposite of what happened in San Marcos, mm-hmm. with everybody kind of coming in there and creating a different an outside kind of thing. I'm interviewing all the people who are from here, mm-hmm. especially indigenous people, mm-hmm. to see what is their vision, what would they like to happen. Mm-hmm. And so this website will be about, I mean, Mayachik will be like the star of the website, because the vision is so close to my heart, mm-hmm. and people who have places like this or a mind and a heart, mm-hmm. like this, and who go into the community and they're very, very connected. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel that a lot with San Marcos. Mm-hmm. They're more into like, I don't know, stretching and it didn't seem it was as connected as it could be. So my thing is like the opposite, mm. is to come and find out what it is, who's doing things well, and mm-hmm. how can they be better, and how could we expand it? And that means fundraising, and it means just educating people, and mm-hmm. also about the history, mm-hmm. Even people, you know, I meet, they're just kind of like, it's very, they don't see everything that has happened here, mm-hmm. and they don't understand the history. So this will be like an education of people. So they come, they see the beauty here, but they also understand how things got this way, mm-hmm. and how people are changing. The good mm-hmm. people here are changing things, mm-hmm. and I want to make sure that it's that I'm covering all the people, because there are so many people who are mm-hmm. doing so many good things, but they need more people to know about it, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of people who know about it, mm-hmm. would give their money to help something that is good. Mm-hmm. So that is the vision behind mm-hmm. LakeAdelan.net. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm interviewing people like you and all these other people, all the Maya cooperatives, and just all the indigeneity. I really want the indigeneity, mm-hmm. the indigenousness of this place to shine. This is an indigenous mm-hmm. place.
Yeah.
This is not a Spanish place. This is not a white place. Mm-hmm. This is not anything like that. This is an indigenous place, mm-hmm. and it has been for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And in my country, we understand that. Mm-hmm. And so we are now mm-hmm. partnering mm-hmm. and helping indigenous. That's so that's why I come here, mm-hmm. and I see the potential of mm-hmm. something like that here. And so I feel very, very blessed to have the opportunity mm-hmm. to sit down with you and others mm-hmm. to help make this website really your own, mm-hmm. and to help spread the word about the potential here, because it's beautiful, mm-hmm. and it's time to let people know everything about this place, and mm-hmm. but it has to come from you and just me trying to understand what it is you want. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the website's going to be about.
Thank you very much, and thank you for prefer us to be here. And it's like a motivation for us to hear people that you tell me it's so important for us. And thank you for to be here.
Well, thank you.
And for to be part of Mayachik.
Thank you to be here for me to do something. Mm-hmm. Because in Canada, we're very rich. Mm. And we're very too much about us. Mm. And I had to get away from that and go to a place that is still developing, mm-hmm. and try to help, you know, try to help. So mm-hmm. thank you for just helping me to find a place like this so I can grow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, thank you very much, Mr. Miller.
And so what are some of your favorite indigenous kind of words, the Maya? First of all, how many How many languages, different languages, are spoken along the lake here?
Around the lake is like K'iche, Kakchikel, Tsutuhil. Three languages.
And
yeah,
there are,
around the lake.
There are about 26 separate languages in the entire Maya universe, stretching over 5 countries. And I should tell you now that this is just the beginning. I'm making a documentary called Forever Maya, and it's going to be about what happens after Lake Atitlan.net and everything is successful. And it's like, it's something in the future. I'm thinking in the future, and I'm documenting everything of the growth of it. Might take 2, 3, 4 years for everything to all come together, but I'm documenting everything so that it will all kind of come together as a documentary. So that's the end part. Hola, mama.
Hola.
Hola. Con la esa, ahí costarme con las burbujas.
Va, ahorita te voy a ir a ayudar. Solo déjame tiempo, ¿sí?
Mamá, préstame tu celular.
Estoy ocupada. ¿Lo tenés tú? Allá en la mesa. Sorry.
It's at home. In the mesa, in the house.
Yeah.
On the table. Mesa, table.
Table.
I'm trying to learn Spanish, but I don't want to learn Spanish. I want to learn the Maya. I don't want to learn so much of the, I want to learn more of the Maya. So next time I come back, I'm going to dive into the language and try to speak more of the language, because then I feel more real, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would like to go up and talk to some indigenous person in their own language. How would that feel to them? You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
So the Spanish, I understand you have to, but I want to learn more of the Tutsil, is it?
Tutuhil. Tutuhil.
Tutuhil. I want to learn more of the Tutuhil language. And so every time I come, I'll learn more and more, and then I want to incorporate that into the website. So it will be English, and then Tutuil, and then Spanish. That is the, because in my mind, the English, that's who I want to educate about this place, and then once it's, they see it in the language, that says how important that is. And then the Spanish is down. Sorry, number 3. Hey, at least you're on the website, right?
Yeah.
And so those are the 3 languages I want to sprinkle throughout the site so that people will get an idea that this is not just an ordinary travel blog kind of site. This is a different kind of site. It's about education, really, and enlightenment, real enlightenment, not whatever they're doing over in San Marcos. I don't know what they're doing, but real enlightenment.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
Do you have any other questions?
No, I don't have any other questions. Just I want to tell you that our name is from Tutuhil, like Maya Chick is from Tutuhil.
And what does that mean?
A chick is in Spanish sueño, like dream.
Oh, I see.
And then Maya, that the Mayan culture, and the other is mag. In Spanish is mágico and English magic.
Magic. Yeah. Oh, that's perfecto.
And this way our slogan is magical Mayan dream. But our name is from Tutuhil.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
This has given me so many ideas and so many things that I can do before I have to leave. I wish I could stay longer, but as I say, my friend has died, and I must help his family, and I don't feel Mm-hmm. I feel sad. I feel very sad.
Yeah.
But I want to finish what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 more weeks and it's going to be great. And then I can have people from here send me things,
mm-hmm.
and then I can put it on the site and send me more things and send me more things. And I can do video interviews. I can do things. It's not like, you know, I have to be here, because I can do things from a distance now because, you know, it's the internet, right?
Yeah.
So I will continue to work on the site. And then when I come back in the spring, I'll have 3 months because I always spend summer at home and Christmas at home. Something I have to do that because I love my country. I would love to live here, but
yeah.
I'm doing half and half, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It works out to be like almost 6 months here and then almost 6 months there. So and I go back and forth. Plus I'm with Emily and she has the dog place too. So there's Emily and then there's the animals, and so I think I'm balancing things pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Puppy.
No.
Poor puppy dog. So many perros. So many perritos.
Yeah.
Gatos, perros, everything. Hola, amigo.
Yeah.
Hola. Oh. He's our neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look at him. Oh. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got his little water pistol. You know what you're doing, Nebby?
Es una pistola de
agua.
Voy a tirar una muy alta.
¡Hala!
Voy a tirar una muy
alta. ¡Agua! ¡Bobo!
Espero
no nos podemos a los perros le odian la agua.
Oh, I wish I could understand you. What did he say?
Que los perros no les gusta agua. The dogs, they don't like water.
No. But it's good for a bath.
Yeah.
Keeps them clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. So I'm here for another 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. I thought it was raining. I'm like,
no.
And it's funny, when I'm sitting, I usually sit over there and work. And every once in a while, the oruga drops down on me.
Really?
And I look up and there's a moth.
Oh.
And it looks like they're making baby orugas or something. And I drop and I put in an aruga. I know, caterpillar.
Yeah.
And Mariposa.
Uh-huh.
Mariposa. And next time I will stay in the Mariquita.
Mariquita, yeah.
Next time I'll stay there. Mm-hmm. In fact, maybe I'll come straight there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was my dream to actually have everything and then go there for a week and then just in the circle.
Yeah,
but I'll do that when I come back because I'm really looking forward to being in that circle.
Yeah,
and just how quiet it is there, and to go out and you can see the mountain, and it's like it's very nice for me because my mind is always and I need to do so next time I'll book that when I come back, and then maybe I'll just move around, go there and there. There's so many places here you can go to, right? There. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I have everything, and of course I've been babbling away.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry for my English.
Oh no.
I am learning more.
But this has been such a wealth of knowledge to me at the lake, and it will just carry on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But I've noticed that if you educate people about the things that are really happening, they want to help. People have good hearts, but they're so distracted by, you know, this and snap, and let's go here and do that. They're just all, but if they just slow down and saw what was happening in the place that they're visiting, they would help. People are basically good. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm banking on, this whole thing, is to educate people and so that they understand that there's a need, that they could help out. They could volunteer, they could donate, yeah. They could do all sorts of things. And the more people like that you have, the more help you have, mm-hmm. to solve things. So that is my hope with this website.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And you know, I'm glad that I learned a little bit more about you. A teacher, of course. Of course.
I am a teacher.
What else would you be? Well, I've learned a lot today. Thank you, teacher.
Thank you.
I am a estudiante.
Estudiante, yeah.
How do you say that in your language? Student.
Estudiante. Tijones. Tijones.
I'll get it. I'll get it. You can be my teacher when I come back, and I'll learn lots of different languages like that. Thanks again. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to my final 2 weeks here.